This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
If being faithful to God is such a great priority, then we all need to train in being faithful to God. Come with me as we consider kindergarten in faithfulness, enrollment into the school of faithfulness. If I've got to be faithful, then I better learn how to be faithful. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 to verse 12. Luke 16, 10 to 12. I like some son of thunder to read it. Open it so that you will read it with your own eyes. Luke 16, 10 to 12. Luke 16, 10 to 12. Whoever can be trusted with little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So, if you have been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own?
Ha. There are three classes in elementary faithfulness. How you handle what is small. The management of what is small. And two, how you have handled money. And three, how you have handled what belongs to another. In those three, God tests men for promotion. How have you handled what is small? How do you run the church when there are only two of you? Do you come late? Come when you like? Dress sloppily? How do you handle what is small? It is in small things that God sets the tests for those that He will entrust with big things. How do you handle what is small? There are many pastors who dress well and who are on time when large audiences to stand before. But if they have to go to small meetings, they act sloppy, they don't prepare their sermons, they say whatever comes to their mind. They are not faithful in that which is small. Who will give them that which is much? Not God. It doesn't work. If you have not handled one person well, your wife at home. If you treat your wife badly, when God entrusted one person to your charge, and you treat your wife carelessly, who will give you a big church and who will give you Jesus' own wife to mistreat as you treated your own? In the test for eldership, for leadership in the church, the Bible sends us to the home for domestic qualifications for public leadership in the church. You are faithful in that which is small in order to be entrusted with that which is big. How have you treated your home? How have you treated your wife? How have you treated your work, especially when it was small? Have you prayed through your meetings? Have you brought spiritual quality to your sermons? When you stand in front of 10 people, do you speak so that you can't even be heard at the back of the hall? And when you are standing in front of a crowd, you thunder forth like Mount Sinai. You are drunk with the crowd, but you are unfaithful. It is in how we handle that which is small that God determines whether to entrust us with that which is big. It has been found that what ruined the academic career or the profession of many people will ruin their ministry. Because what ruins the academic career of many people is rooted in character. And if it is not solved, it will follow them into their ministry. How did you handle your studies in school? How did you handle the fees and the school fees and the money that your parents spent to give you an upbringing and an education? If you wasted their investment, why should your Heavenly Father put in so much more into you? What will you do with it? God follows that principle in all great appointments to leadership. Joseph was jealous over the sheep of his father. And when his half-brothers, the children of Bilhah, would kill a sheep or eat one and roast it and invite him to participate, he always refused to eat with them. And when he goes home, he would tell his father about what they had done. So gradually the father got to know that this young man cares about his property. And one day, the father told him, "Go look after your brothers. They have been gone for a good while. I want to know what is happening to them." He had become his father's messenger to look after the welfare of his brothers. That was an earthly father's mission. And on that mission, heaven just stepped in like the chariots of Elijah and took him down to Egypt to prepare for the welfare of Jacob's household. It was on the course and on the pathway of being faithful in a little service to his earthly father that the heavenly mission took over from the earthly father's mission. Same with King Saul. God had a stubborn people who looked like donkeys and asses. They were so stubborn. God needed a king for stubborn donkeys. For his donkeys. And there was a fellow in Israel who was rearing donkeys. I don't know why he raised donkeys. I would have preferred to raise cows and sheep. But there was Kish rearing donkeys. And as is the want and the tendency of donkeys, they all got lost. And here is this faithful son of Kish, head and shoulder above every other person in Israel, but a faithful son, jealous for his father's property. And he goes looking for his father's lost donkey. And the Lord told Samuel, by this time tomorrow, I'll send you somebody from the land of Benjamin. He will be the king over my people. An earthly father's mission superimposed, and God takes over and makes him king of a donkey people. Same with David. He will risk his life to save his father's sheep from the bear, from the lion, and the God of heaven was watching. And watch the jealousy of this young man over his father's property. He will risk his life so that his earthly father's sheep will not be harmed. And when God needed somebody to care for his own flock, he found in David, the son of Jesse, a man whose heart was like his own, to take care of his sheep. And Goliath was just one of the lions and the bears to save his heavenly father's flock from, as he had saved his earthly father's sheep from lions and from bears. It was always faithfulness in a little that predisposed. Same with Judah. His brother was imprisoned in Egypt, and Judah comes along with his brothers, and he lays his life down for his brother. And as the first to understand the principle of laying down his life, the Messiah came from Judah. The one who will lay his life down for his brothers, for you and for me. That's how come Judah became stronger than all his brothers. He was the first to learn how to lay down your life for others. The Messiah comes from Judah. It was faithfulness in a little. How could he go back to his father without his brother? And he told Joseph, your servant became short, my father. If I do not bring back the young man, let my father hold me responsible all my life. Do you see the kind of people that God promotes? Do you see those that God gives bigger things to handle? Have you been faithful in that which was little? In that which was little. Where no human eyes. Who saw David risking his life? Do you think David's father would have minded that his son came back alive and that a lion made away with one sheep? I mean, as a father, I would be very happy my son is back. Why go to all the pains in order to secure my sheep? But he did. Jealous for his father's flock. And his earthly father, when it was needed, he told Samuel, when he disqualified Eliab, he said, don't worry. I've weighed him. He's not the one. There is someone else whose heart is like my own. Someone else. God is in the business of weighing us, and he doesn't weigh us in public issues. He weighs us in private issues and in small issues. Very small things. That is the school in which God sets the records for the promotion of men. Your promotion may never be public, but God is looking for faithful people. Those who have been faithful in that which is little, in that which is little. Let me ask you very honestly. What have you done when things were small? You know that there are people who will back out of a church when the numbers are still few. There are people who won't stick with you until others have voted for you. The Lord Jesus said to the 12, "You are those who have continued with me in my troubles. I'll give you a kingdom as my Father gave me a kingdom." You share your ministry with those who share your troubles. You are those who have stood with me in my troubles. I give you a kingdom as my Father gave me a kingdom. If you want co-workers, look out for those who stood with you when you were nothing. For those who have troubles to share when you were small. Those are your co-workers. Success attracts great crowds. But those who belong to you are those who stood with you when you are nothing and when you were small. That's how Jesus decides. He will not be ashamed of those fishermen, in spite of all of us who have been saved since then. He will give them the kingdom. They will sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. He will never be ashamed of them. His fishermen companions will be his eternal companions. He will never be ashamed of them. All subsequent people who have been saved were never displaced. These ones who were his earthly companions and shared in the ignominy of his humiliation. He will be loyal to them and he will love them. He will give them a kingdom and he will give them thrones to sit on. Glory be to God. You may not like it, that's how God does it. In the world, you market yourself, you sell your talent, you advertise yourself, you gather to yourself the plausibilities so that everybody knows that you are a fetcher. And then you land a great job. In the kingdom, God doesn't promote those who have failed in the elementaries. If you gather a big ministry without a fundamental faithfulness, you will collapse. It's a law of the kingdom. Great talents cannot stand on their own without character. Men collapse. I think America has demonstrated that. Great ministries, mighty structures that crumble. Because the moral character behind those talents could not carry what God had given. What have you done with that which was small? What did you do when things were small? That's the first school. That's where men build faithfulness. And faithfulness will count for eternal reward. And each one of us is a student. You were recruited the day you got born again. Have you been faithful? Have you used the little that God gave you? Who here wants big spiritual gifts? Mighty spiritual gifts. Of course, all of you ought to put up your hand. The Bible says, earnestly desire spiritual gifts. You are not desiring them for what? The Bible says, we should earnestly desire spiritual gifts. Don't look humbler than you are. It is good to desire spiritual gifts. But there is a common spiritual gift. God has blessed many of us in the baptism into the Holy Spirit with the gift of speaking in tongues. There are people who want big spiritual gifts and who will not use the initial speaking in tongues abundantly in order to release the bigger spiritual gifts. God doesn't do things that way. If he gave you the speaking in tongues, make sure you use it long enough until God knows that you care about spiritual gifts. He will give you more. But carry the initial gift. Keep it away and make sure you don't use it. You will even lose the one you have. How did you fare with that which was little? How did you use it? God is waiting to see how we handle that which is little. In one go, God gave Saul a big kingdom, a ready-made kingdom. And Saul, King Saul, did not have the character to carry it. He collapsed. After that, God decided not to make a second mistake. He will give nothing to David until David is qualified. So David starts off serving his father, serving King Saul, and becoming a leader of 400, then a leader of 600, a leader of Ziklag, and then a leader of the tribe of Judah. So he became the leader of one city first, Ziklag. After being the servant of his father, the servant of King Saul, and the servant of a Philistine king. After 3 universities of service, God promoted him to be the mayor of Ziklag. And he graduated from being mayor of Ziklag to being king of Judah. And then later on, became king of Israel. And became later emperor of the Transjordan tribes. But each way, each step of the way had been at the price of great faithfulness. Great faithfulness. God will not repeat the mistake of granting promotions for which there had been no prizes paid. Many years ago, I used to read that leadership for those who have not been to the desert in trial always destroy those who were appointed. Moses went to the desert for God to deal with him. Jesus went there. David went there. And those are the people who have been able to carry spiritual leadership without it destroying them. King Saul never went to the desert and the kingdom ruined him. Solomon never went to the desert and the glory of his kingdom ruined him. Beware of big things for which there are no small testings. They destroy men. They destroy men. What have you done with that which was small? With your gift of speaking in tongues? I wish I got all of us here to exercise every day when we come. You speak for 50 minutes in tongues. And you just keep speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues and speaking in tongues. Other gifts will come. That's my experience. And those are the principles of God. If you have not used that which God gave you, which was small. God doesn't bring much to those who have despised that which was little. He doesn't. If you cannot listen to a Bible teacher that God has raised and obey him, why will God give you great revelations from the Bible when you read it? It is God who gives teachers, and it is God who gives revelation. If you despise the one, how will God know that you want the other? All come from him. If you turn aside that which God gave you because it was common, why should he give you much more? Why? Does the devil raise teachers? No. Does the devil raise leaders? Well, use the leaders that God has given to you. Find all the direction you can from the leaders you have. When your life reaches the point where it needs direction beyond what your leaders can give you, God will lead you. Until then, you are testing God and you are putting God to the test. You don't need leadership. You are tempting God. What have you done with that which was small? That's the first school. How many flung there? If God wants to make you a big leader, he will give you one person to disciple. And that first disciple will trouble you and cause you all the kind of problems you need. Because God, if God intends to give you many disciples later on, he will send you one troublesome sheep to train you in the art of shepherding. If you can discard that one, and you fail to bleed for one perishing soul, who will give you 10? If you are faithful, whether that sheep remains in the church or not, but if you are faithful, as God lives, he will give you more people. Did you get me correctly? If God gives you one person, and you are faithful to that one person, whether you succeed to keep him or not, but if you poured in your all into caring for that one, even if you lost him, you have acquired trustworthiness in the eyes of your heavenly Father. He will give you more. But if you get vexed over that first one, like a mother who says this baby is always excreting, and then throws the baby into the dustbin, who will give you another child? In Nigeria, I got very frustrated with some of my co-workers. And one day, I was telling myself, I will not take this shit anymore. I didn't say it aloud. I was still very afraid. But inside my heart, I told myself, I'm not going to take this shit anymore. Then the Holy Spirit whispered to me, all mothers take shit. Leaders are those who take the shit. House girls may not take the shit. Hirelings don't take the shit. The true mothers take the shit. So all leaders take shit. If you want to be a leader, you are going to take shit. And if you cannot take shit, forget leadership. If you cannot take shit, forget about being a mother. Is there any mother who does not take shit? Are there babies who don't give shit? Every baby those wonderful things we call babies, if you want them, they come along with the shit. So if you want babies, you are going to take shit. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, they don't come with diapers. You have to care for them. That's how God does it. You are faithful in a little, you will be faithful in much. The first school for promotion is a little. God gives you a little. A little. God gives every missionary a little to begin with. A little money, a little. In leadership, that's how it works. Who would like to pray? If you are the kind that has despised what is little, if you are the one that gets frustrated because the big things haven't come your way yet, you are just flunging your courses.
Father, I thank you for the word that you're speaking to us tonight. Lord, about the importance, O Lord, of bearing fruit and how faithfulness is a basic, essential part of it. But I repent, O Lord, for all the unfaithfulness of the past in small things, whether it be in Bible reading, whether it be in prayer, whether, as our brother said, in preparing, in handling different meetings of different sizes differently. But I confess, O Lord, that I've been unfaithful in many of those ways. And I repent, Lord, and ask you to forgive me for those. Father, I pray, O God, that a new day will dawn, O Lord, that today, O Lord, will be a new day in being faithful in the small things, O Lord. In being faithful, Lord, in the private things, in the things that nobody sees, that nobody would ever know about. Lord, so that you can have the best of me, Lord. So that you can reap, O Lord, the dividends, O Lord, from the gifts and the things that you have poured into me. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit be my helper, Lord. I will be faithful, Lord, in the smallest and most invisible of things, Lord. Father, so that you will reap, O Lord, the full fruit that you expect, O Lord, from all the investment that you have poured into my life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I confess, Lord, that in light of your word, if I behave as if I've been faithful in small things, Lord, I'll be lying. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you forgive me, Lord, for there have been times, several times, Lord, many times, uncountable times, when I've been unfaithful in small issues. When I've been unfaithful in taking care of one sheep. When I've been unfaithful, oh God, in preparing for small meetings. When I've been unfaithful, Father, in handling petty cash. Lord, I confess that I have manifested unfaithfulness many times. Lord, I pray that you forgive me. I thank you for speaking to my heart tonight. I pray, oh God, for grace that as you have spoken, oh God, I'll, Father, henceforth, Learn, oh God. Cultivate my heart to be faithful in small issues. I pray that you visit each one of us here, oh God, to be people who cultivate our hearts to know and develop faithfulness in small matters. Help us to see, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for the light that you have shined through us since this morning, all the way up to now, knowing that you are the God who have called upon us and you have assigned tasks to each and every one of us. And all you expect in return is for us to be faithful and to execute what you have asked of us faithfully. How do I handle the small things that you have bestowed upon me? Father, I come to you humbly, asking for your forgiveness. I confess that I have not used the speaking in tongue that you have given to me. And I pray that you forgive me. And from today on, I pray that you tear off the veil of blindness in some areas of my life so the light can shine through, so I can begin to use those small things that you have given to me for the betterment of your kingdom. Father, I pray that you open my spiritual ears, my spiritual eyes, and allow me to hear you clearly so I can obey and do what you're asking me to do. Because not doing what you're asking me to do is just a form of disobedience and unfaithfulness. I want to be faithful to you, Father. And I believe you, Father. I believe every word that you have said today. And I pray that you give me the wisdom and the strength to carry through from today on. Teach me, Father, how to handle the small things that would lead me to the big things, to the spiritual, great spiritual woman that I would like to become. Help me get there. I beg you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for speaking to me so clearly tonight, and for showing me, Lord, this basic elementary class of faithfulness, which is being faithful in the little things, in the small things. Lord, I confess that I've been so many times so unfaithful in little things. Lord, even as our brother was speaking, Lord, I was just seeing myself in my unfaithfulness, Lord, in even being at on time at meetings, on my unfaithfulness, on preparing my sermons, my meetings, on giving them the seriousness that they deserve, on putting spirituality, Lord, on my sermons, on my leading of meetings at church, Lord, for the past several years, Lord, I haven't earned, Lord, the qualification, Lord, to be handed greater numbers. And Lord, I confess that that's one of the reasons why we've stagnated for so many years. Lord, I come before you tonight to ask you to forgive me for my unfaithfulness, for my unfaithfulness, Lord, in bearing up with the weak, in bearing up with those who are stubborn in the church. Lord, I have lost so many because of my impatience towards them, and because I refuse to pay the price, Lord, for those for whom you gave your precious blood. And many believed and they came and they backslided and they left. Lord, I beg for your forgiveness tonight. And Lord, I pray that even as I go from here, that I will, Lord, take the stock of all those things on which I've been unfaithful, and that I will walk from here with trembling. Lord, as I consider, Lord, the small beginnings in which we are, and how you are testing my heart, and how you are testing me, and how you are weighing me to see if I'm up to the task of being handed, Lord, more important responsibilities. Lord, that I will take it with the utter seriousness, Lord, every little thing. Lord, in managing, in leading my wife, my children, my family, my very life, Lord, in the little things. Lord, even just in speaking of tongues, Lord, this common gift that you've given to most of your children who ask it from you. Lord, I haven't used it, I haven't valued it, Lord, so much as to show you how I value your gift. Lord, I repent tonight, Lord, for not speaking in tongues as much and as often as I should. Lord, and I pray, Lord, even as our brother said, he could call us to speak in tongues for 50 minutes, Lord, each time we start a meeting here. Lord, I will start speaking in tongues much and much and much and much more every day, even as you taught us this morning, about doing what pleases you exaggeratingly and much more. Thank you for opening my eyes tonight, Lord. And thank you for each and every one of us here who will be different as we hear these things and as we put them into practice in being faithful in the littlest of things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, bless you, Lord, for speaking to me again, O God. Father, I really desire great spiritual gift, O God. But Lord, they have no basis in my life. Because I've been procrastinating. I've not been faithful with small things. Even the things you have bestowed to me, the things that are small, my family, my immediate family, and those that you have given to me, O Lord. I've not been faithful in keeping them, in taking care of myself. Oh God, I've not been faithful. And those great spiritual gifts, oh God, can inspire. Oh Father, I pray, Lord, because I came to this convention, I came to this meeting, because I've arrived at the junction of my life, and I cannot keep counting these so many years that I've been a believer, oh God. But I have to do something about it. Father, and I pray that as you continue to open my eye, oh God, that I should write down each thing that I have to take action on, and take it, Lord, effectively, so that I can see the results of God. Because if I cannot be faithful with small things, Father, you cannot give me the bigger things that I desire. And that would be a wastage, O God, of my whole spiritual life. I pray that you help me, O God, and grant that I will learn, and that I will learn, and I will put it in practice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Father, I praise your name because you are the light. You are the light in our lives. You are the light in my life, Lord. And I give you thanks because tonight you are opening my eyes, Lord. Oh, Lord, I want to acknowledge that I am not where I ought to be. Oh, Lord, I'm not where you wanted me to be. Because of my unfaithfulness in the way I handle little things. Father, I want to confess to you that I have handled poorly little things that you have entrusted to me. I am asking for your mercy, Lord. I am not worthy to even receive more from you, Lord. I'm not worthy. But say only a word, Lord, and I will be healed. Say only a word, Lord, and your son may receive more. Oh, Lord, redeem your child. Redeem your child, Lord. Restore your child, Lord. Restore your child, Lord. Restore your children, Lord. Restore us, Lord. Yes, you are the Lord of restoration. We have lost so much because of our unfaithfulness, and we don't deserve more, but we are your children, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Oh, grant me the grace, Lord, to be faithful in the way that I manage my home, Lord. In the way that I manage my home. In the way that I treat my wife. In the way that I treat my children. In the way that I treat those that are around me. In the way that I treat all those employees of lower levels, Lord. In the ways that I treat those that have not attained what I've attained, Lord. Grant me the grace, Lord, to handle properly, to handle well all that you entrust to me, Lord. My finances, Lord, to the penny, Lord, that I will handle it the way that will be pleasing to you. Father, I am asking for your grace and for your mercy. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please, Lord, I pray that you may forgive me. Forgive me because I have buried your gift, many gifts that you have given me because of my laziness, because of my unfaithfulness, because of carelessness, Lord. But I pray that you may quicken my heart, that I may see that, because I need to see it more, O Lord. Lord, I pray that you may open my eyes, that I may see the damage that I have been causing, because you have bestowed so much in me, Lord, and I'm giving little. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Lord, I pray that you may help me be faithful for those small things that you bring to me. Day after day, little by little, because you don't overwhelm me, Lord, but you have a lot for me. You count on me, Lord. You count on me. Thank you so much because you have blessed me with your gift. Thank you for the gift of tongues. Thank you for many gifts I know, oh Lord, that I have, but Lord, I pray that you may help me unbury these, and I want to walk with you and be faithful. I want to be faithful, but I pray that you may open my eyes, that I may see those opportunities as they come, where you ask me to do special tasks. Lord, help me not postpone. Help me not behave like I didn't hear anything. Help me hear your voice and respond quickly. Oh Lord, help me be faithful. Help me be faithful. Help me be faithful, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Lord Jesus, I want to thank you so much for the way you've been speaking to me, Lord, about being faithful in small things. I want to confess that I've been unfaithful in small things, and thus unqualified for any promotion. I want to confess, Lord, that sometimes I'm not just unfaithful, but I grumble. Sometimes I quarrel with you. Sometimes I murmur, Lord, in my heart. Oh God, I beg you for mercy, that you forgive me, Lord, of my quarreling spirit with you. You know that sometimes, Lord, when I'm with you, Lord, I quarrel, I ask questions. Why you treat me like this, Lord? I beg you tonight to have mercy on me, Lord. I beg you in Jesus' name. Amen.